the Amherst Comets on. They've struggled the last couple of years as well, and they've got a first-year head coach. Obviously, we know Vermillion's had some struggles of late. You're in your second year. It's kind of what Rocco said, but I know what you learned, but what do you think you can do the second year, maybe a little bit differently than year one, to try to have a little more success on the field with the results?
Yeah, it's assume nothing.
Okay.
Take nothing for granted. And that's really our focus going into this offseason after having that first year under our belt of saying, you know, let's not assume that these kids play backyard football or play Madden on the Xbox or the PlayStation all the time and they understand weak spots and voids. Let's really rewind their knowledge of the game and teach them football. So I would absolutely say that's something that, you know, I don't think you can take for granted.
For the Lorain County fans who maybe don't know a little bit about West, you know, you take on mostly teams from the West, from Huron and Erie counties.
Yeah.
I'm a little more familiar with them. But just for our listeners, just talk about that challenge of the Sanduskies, the Norwalks, and, you know, the Bellevues and all that sort of thing. But as I also look at the first half of the schedule, it looks like you've got some winnable games, some schools that are maybe a little more your size and kind of where you guys are at also.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I was fortunate that we were coming into a schedule rotation. We were finishing out the final year of two-year contracts with some of these squads, and you know, it is burdensome trying to find teams week four when most teams are starting their conference play, but we kind of selected some teams that we think we could be competitive with. And to me, that's the most important component is the SBC is tough. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I spent a lot of time coaching in the Southwest Conference, and I allude the Sandusky Bay Conference to being a mini Southwest. I mean, there are so many program-rich schools out there that you overlook that component of what we're up against. And when you struggle with numbers like we have, it's hard to be competitive, and it's hard to lure kids out to come put the helmet on when they know that, hey, this is an extremely tough sport and it's an extremely tough schedule, and why do I want to play football? So that's kind of been the focus of what we're doing, is let's get some teams that we can compete with. And I'm not saying we're going to win them all, but I'm saying we should compete early. We can gain some confidence, and the confidence can become contagious, and then the sky's the limit.
Looking at some of these individuals, Coach, Aaron Mathis, your quarterback, this will be year number two for him as the starter, correct?
That's correct.
What does that do for him, you know, leading the offense, making reads offensively, and just doing things that a quarterback needs to do to have success?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those positions we talk about we were young at last year. I had two quarterbacks battling it out for to be a starting quarterback Friday night, and they were both sophomores. Both quarterbacks are completely different styles. AJ's a little more athletic. He's more of a dual-threat QB. Terrence is more of a pocket passer, a pro-style type QB. He can run. He can scoot a little bit. But, you know, they're just two different mentalities as far as preparation goes. So, you know, with AJ getting 10 starts, that slows the game down for him. Terrence got some work last year. He's getting a lot of work this year because we want to prepare both of them for that opportunity.
Another individual I wanted to ask you about, Cohen Mooney. Just the description that you gave us, with what kind of player he is. What's his ceiling looking like in 2023?
He's a junior inside linebacker, running back for us. And when you look at football players, you know, that I think about when we played, you know, years ago, he fits the mold. He's an old school football player. He's solid. He's strong as can be. You know, he's in our 1,000-pound club at the end of his sophomore year. A lot of potential. Very coachable. He's going to be fun to watch.
Coach, for the Sailors to maybe take that next step, to have some success, what are some things that you have to do?
We have to win. I mean, realistically, these guys need to get that first win under their belt. They need to understand that everything that we put forth from an effort and from a learning standpoint pays off in the end. And that's what they've lacked the last few years. They've not had that opportunity to feel the success of their hard work. So realistically, it's winning a football game and then letting them see that potential is there. And then it's they don't believe yet in themselves and their ability. If they have success, the first thing they think of is, well, the other team must not have been that good, you know, because they don't believe in themselves. And that's a hard juggling, you know, component here, because you don't want them to be conceited and think they're untouchable, you know, but in the same sense, you want them to understand if you put the work in, the payday's coming.
You have to have a certain amount of confidence, borderline cockiness, right, to have success as an athlete?
No doubt. And that's kind of the message I've sent the team this whole year, is our expectations here have changed. the expectations are changed. You guys are no longer sophomore-heavy football team. You guys are juniors. Juniors are expected to win football games. You're stronger, you're faster, you're smarter. Everything is coming into place. You've got starts under your belt now. So expectations are changing, and that's a daily reminder for them from me.
So you've got Margaretta in week one. I know that was your first game last year. You went against Coach Quizno, who's been around for about 40 years at three or four different schools. And,
yeah.
And Jeff Keck also is the – so yep. Coach Keck is going to – he's going to know where the first game is, right?
That's right. He won't have a hard time finding the stadium.
That's funny. Well, Bill, I think we just want to wish you the best of luck this year.
Thank you.
I know we've got you as you take on your rival over at Firelands in week two.
Yeah.
That's always a big one. I'm sure you guys got it circled.
That's right. Yes, sir. You know that game's right on our calendar.
This is what I always called it, for, you know, the Battle of Axtell.
Yes. Well said.
That's the right. That's the
yes,
one.
It is.
You draw that line in the sand at Mason Road and Axtell right there. So, Coach, best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Bill DiFucci, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors.